Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. He knows my name. He knows our name. Every single one of us, before we were even born, before we came forth of our mother's womb, he knows our name. So, Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing us this far. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for just enduring on our behalf for us every single day. If it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't be here today. And I just want to welcome everyone who will listen to the show. And I see Miss Pretty is in the chat room. Welcome, Miss Pretty. And all the other people who will listen to this message. I try with all my heart, soul, and mind every day of my life, not to bring anything that the Lord hasn't put on my heart, because I fear more than anything in this whole world. I fear God. Not an evil fear, but a holy, righteous fear. I don't want to say anything that's not from Him. Miss Pretty said she had a dream from about Obama too. Hopefully after the end of the show you might want to share it. You can call in and share that dream. I would definitely like to hear it. So first and foremost, before Obama even won the election, the first election, I had a vision, which I know was from the Lord. I had a vision, and that Obama was standing in front of me, and I had a vision that Obama was standing in front of me, and his head just turned into a head of a cobra, tongue and all. He just transformed into that of a snake in front of me. And that was it. That was the vision. So this dream I had Thursday night. Had this dream. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning when I woke up from this dream, that I was in this room lying on a bed with a child next to me. And Michelle and her husband, Barack Obama, bedroom. And Michelle left the room and went into another room, another adjacent room, and Obama was in the room. And Obama came over me and kissed me on the mouth. And I was pushing him away, pushing him off. I clenched my teeth really close. I tried to close my mouth while he forced himself. And as I did that, finally he left and go out into the other room. And as soon as he left and went out into the other room, I heard Michelle said to him, "Why are you rubbing your hands together?" And in my dream, I knew that Michelle knew that when Obama had done something wrong, he always rubbed his hands together in a way as to get rid of the evidence. And so Michelle came back in the room where I was lying on the bed with this child, and Michelle came back in the room, in the bedroom where I was, and she called my name, and I was pretending to be asleep as not to, you know, cause any suspicion, because in my dream, I was afraid that she was going to do something to me. So I pretended to be asleep, and I just said, like half asleep, half awake, and as soon as Michelle left the room, I got up, and I left, and Obama came after me. He was trying to wipe my mouth. He was trying to clean off the saliva off of my mouth, and I was running away from him, running away. And as I run away, my body lift up off the earth, and I was going higher and higher, but I was going up higher, upside down. My feet was like bumping into the sides of the building, and the building seemed to be made out of glass, and the glass were all broken. And I was going up, and I was crying as I was, like, trying to get away from him. And finally, I got away from him, but I find myself back on ground, still walking. In my dream, Michelle was sending men, guards or men or whoever they were, my mouth to get an evidence to see if Barack's saliva was on my mouth or something. That was what I was dreaming. And And they were searching and looking everywhere for me, and I was just trying all the whole time trying to find some way to hide. And eventually I was right in their midst. I was standing right amongst them, and they looked at me in my face, and I looked at them, and they didn't even know that it was me standing there, or they didn't know it was me, or they just, the Lord just hid me from them. I don't know, but they didn't recognize me. So you know, I just lay there on my bed and prayed and asked the Lord. I said, Father, please bring into my heart, bring into my mind what this dream means, because I don't know what this dream means. Please reveal to my heart what it means. And as I lay there and try to figure out, try to, you know, wait on the Lord so that the Lord can reveal to me what the dream means, it came into my heart that the great deception, it's a deception. When Judas, when Yeshua walked the earth and Satan entered into Judas, Yeshua, and Yeshua said, you betrayed me with a kiss. Have you come to betray me with a kiss? So we know that Judas betrayed Yeshua with a kiss, and this kiss from Obama, what the Lord put in my heart was a fact that Obama will betray the bride, the people, America, mostly the church. And because we know that the church is a representative of Christ here on earth in the flesh. We are in the flesh. We represent Christ. We carry him in us, in our heart. Remember, our body is the temple of the Lord. And since our body is the temple of the Lord, then Christ in us. And so Judas kissing Obama, kissing me, is a representative of Satan when Satan entered into Judas. So it came in my heart that Satan has entered into Barack Obama to deceive and to persecute the church, the bride, the children of the Most High God. And that's why they were running me, they were chasing at me. Barack Obama was trying to hide the evidence. And so during the time Yeshua walked the earth, Judas was trying to hide the evidence. He was repentant, and he tried to give back the silver, and he tried to redo what he had already done, but they wouldn't have it. He had already sold his soul. And so Barack Obama have sold his soul out to the enemy. And once Satan has entered into Barack Obama, that's it. There is no going back. And even after, if he realized what he has done and he tried to get out of it, there is no going back. There is no going back. And folks, the Bible said there is nothing new under the sun. The thing that had been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, it is that which shall be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. The same thing that Satan has done back in the day when Yeshua walked the earth is the same thing he will do again in a flesh body, in a host body. Judas was the host body where Satan entered into. Yeshua was the host body where God the Father, the Holy Spirit, in the form of the Holy Spirit, lived in that flesh body. Yeshua was the temple of God on earth. Our body is the temple of the living God here on earth. And the Spirit of God, who is Yeshua, is in us. So Barack Obama have already handed over his soul to the enemy. And so, folks, the kiss in my dream signified that he has already deceived the church people. Many people who call themselves Christians, too, have been deceived by this man, thinking that he is their friend, that he cares for them. And so we need to be diligent. We need to not see with the eyes, with the naked eyes, but to put on Christ and to have the Lord open our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our heart to discern right from wrong. In Luke 22:48, Jesus said unto Judas, "Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" Folks, Michelle Obama sent men to kill me. Just like Yeshua, men came out after Judas, or Satan, who entered into Judas, sent out men to arrest Yeshua and to kill him, to persecute him. They persecuted him first, and then they murdered him. Same way here. Satan has entered into Barack Obama. Judas. Okay, Barack Obama is a form of Judas in whom Satan has entered. He will send his people after us, after the Christians. It's in the Bible. It's written in the Bible. The Lord is just reminding us. He's giving us dreams and visions. He will send men after the saints. Read Revelation. And Satan was wroth, or the dragon was wroth or angry with the remnant of the woman, which is the bride, which is us, here in the last days. And he went to make war with the seed of the woman. He's coming to make war with us. Just as in the day when Yeshua walked the earth, when he sent men, Satan sent men, put it in their heart to go after Yeshua, to persecute him and then to murder him. And there is a persecution coming for the bride, the church, the children of the living God. We will be persecuted, and many of us will be killed for the word of God. There is so much happening in the world, so much. And like the word of God said, there is nothing new under the sun. Thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be. Just like in the days of Noah, the Bible tells us that in the days of Noah, men was eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Marrying and giving in marriage. Men marrying men, women marrying women. And men marrying women, women marrying men. You know, this basically the same thing. And people think, and it's a sad thing because some Christians, they don't even think that there is anything wrong. And it's not like, and they make us feel so guilty by speaking out against it. Yeshua and the apostles back in the day, they weren't feeling guilty about anything. The truth, the Bible said, it's like a sharp two-edged sword. It cut both ways. A two-edged sword cut both ways. It cuts into the spirit and into the marrow and into the flesh and into the bone, and it cuts through the spirit. And for some people, when the truth is spoken, it's going to cut your heart so much that you're going to repent and turn from your wicked ways and acknowledge that you're a sinner. But for others, it's going to cut your heart like when Stephen was stoned, when he was preaching the word and he was telling the people standing around that you've killed our Lord, that you've murdered an innocent person. They didn't want to hear that. They were angry. So the Bible said that they were cut in their heart. And they gnashed upon him with one accord and they stoned him to death. The children of God right now are being stoned. Not yet, with physical stone, but with words from other Christians and from the world. That when we speak the truth, they're like, oh, you're harsh. They cannot stand the sound doctrine. We're not picking on anyone. We're just testifying of the word of God. We're just, you know, a testimony of Yeshua. The Bible tells us in Revelation, because here are the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the testimony, have the testimony of Jesus Christ and have the testimony of Yeshua. Those of us with the testimony of Yeshua who have kept his commandments and are testifying based on his word, based on what he said in his word, we're being persecuted. And we are the saints who are going to be able to patiently go through the tribulation and endure death at some point. And this is why we have to just become sober and settle it in our heart that things are here and it's getting worse every day, just like in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, they weren't just marrying and giving in marriage, but there were a lot of things going on to the point where our father destroyed the world because the man have corrupted themselves with fallen angels, with demons and devils. And the flesh was corrupted. The DNA was corrupted. And the book of Daniel tells us that it talks about iron mixed with Mary clay. That's angels, fallen angels, who were tough, were strong, you know, spiritual beings mixed with Mary clay, which is human, flesh and blood human being. And even as iron does not cling to clay, so, you know, the fallen angels and human being, it's not going to cleave together. It would never work. It wasn't our Father's creation. And the Bible tells us, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, there were idleness, just like there are idleness today. There were men sleeping with men and women sleeping with women. There were bestiality. And it seems like there's nothing wrong with that to the man, especially Christians. I mean, I can see the world, because the world already is the world, and they don't care. They don't care about the word of God. They don't care about the scriptures. They don't care, but that the Bible tells us that this type of behavior is an abomination in the sight of God. It's an abomination, folks. I'm just testifying what the words say. Oh, you know, you're being homophobic. You're saying what you're saying is wrong. You better shut your mouth, otherwise, you know, you get in trouble. You can't be speaking things like this. Since when we become cowards? We're not here to turn stone. We are a spirit being living in a flesh body for a short period of time. We won't be here forever. It is appointed unto men once to die and after judgment. And whether or not we die as babies or as teenagers or as middle age or we die old or suddenly, doesn't matter. We all are going to die one way or the other. And for those of us who are still alive when our Lord comes back, we are going to die in the flesh. We're going to put off this flesh. We are going to be transformed. In other words, we die. And we are going to reborn, just like Yeshua said that we have to be born again of the Spirit. Born again, the word again means we were once spirit being. And since we were once spirit being, we are going to be born again as a spirit being. And we shall see him as he is. And we are going to be as he is, or we shall see him as he is. Who is he? He's a spirit being. And we are going to be just like him. The Bible tells us that we were created in the image and likeness of our Father. Our Father is not flesh and blood. The Bible tells us. And since we were created in his image and we are like him, then we are spirit being, just like he is. But we only here in this flesh body because we sinned against him. And because sin cannot stand in the presence of the Holy God, he put us here in this body for a short period of time on this journey to work out our salvation with fear and trembling before him. And when it's all said and done, when the fullness of time is come, guess what? The angels in Revelation, the angels will sound their trumpet and say, time shall be no more. You know, there is coming a period in time when the angels sung the trumpet and said, time shall be no more. Time shall stop. Grace will stop. The grace of God will be no more. Time will be no more. That's why it's so important to read the word of God. It's so important to follow the word of God. And when we don't understand what the word of God is saying, we have to ask him for discernment. We have to ask him. Okay, folks, I now see someone is calling in, so I just want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope that you go away with something that will nourish your heart and be blessed on this Sabbath day. Okay, let's try and take this call. Hello? Let me see here. Hello? Oh, my God, okay. Hello, caller, are you trying to call in? Cause I'm trying to actually take the call, but it's not happening. All time.